40. The Business. When nobody did anything to help Mary Alice, Chia got up from the bed, squeezed past the Russian, and into the bathroom, triggering the ambient bird track. The black cabinet was open, its light on, and there were day-glow penis things scattered across the black-and-white tile floor. She took a black towel and a black washcloth from a heated chrome rack, wet the washcloth at the blackened chrome basin, and went back to Mary Alice. She folded the towel, put it down over the vomit on the white carpet, and handed Mary Alice the washcloth. Nobody said anything or tried to stop her. Masahiko had sat back down on the carpet with his computer between his feet. The scarred man, who seemed to take up as much space as anything in the room, had lowered his axe. He held it down along a thigh wider than Chia's hips, with the spike jutting from beside his knee. Mary Alice, who'd managed to sit up now, wiped her mouth with the cloth, taking most of her lipstick with it. When Chia straightened up, a whiff of the Russian's cologne made her stomach heave.
"You're a developer, you say?"
Rez still held the nanotech unit.
"You are asking many questions," the Russian said.
Eddie groaned then, and the Russian kicked him.
"Basis," the Russian said.
"A public works project?"
Rez raised his eyebrow.
"A water filtration plant? Something like that?"
The Russian kept his eye on the big man's axe.
"In Tallinn," he said, "we soon are building exclusive mega mall, affluent gated suburbs, plus world-class pharmaceutical manufacturer. We are unfairly denied most advanced means of production, but we are desiring 100% modern operation."
"Rez," the man with the axe said, "give it up. This hoon and his mates need that thing to build themselves an Estonian drug factory. Time I took you back to the hotel."
"But wouldn't they be more interested in Tokyo real estate?"
The big man's eyes bulged, the scars on his forehead reddening. One of the upper arms of the Micropore X had come loose, revealing a deep scratch.
"What bullshit is that? You don't have any real estate here."
"Famous Aspect," Rez said. "Reggie's management company. They invest for her."
"You are discussing nanotech exchanged for Tokyo real estate?"
The Russian was looking at Rez.
"Exactly," Rez said.
"What kind real estate?"
"Undeveloped landfill in the bay. An island. One of two. Off one of the old toxic necklace sites. But that's been cleaned up since the quake."
"Wait a minute,"
Mary Alice said from the floor.
"I know you. You were in that band, the one with the skinny Chinese, the guitar player, wore the hats. I know you. You were huge."
Rez stared at her.
"I think it's not good here to discuss the business,"
the Russian said, rubbing his birthmark.
"But I am Starkov, Yevgeny."
He extended his hand, and Chia noticed the laser scars again. Rez shook it. Chia thought she heard the big man groan.
"I used to watch him in Dayton,"
Mary Alice said, as if that proved something. The big man took a small phone from his pocket with his free hand, squinted at the call display, and put it to his left ear, which Chia now saw was missing. He listened.
"Ta,"
he said, and lowered the phone. He moved to the window, the one Chia had found behind the wall screen, and stood looking out.
"Better have a look at this, Raza," he said.
Rez joined him. She saw Rez touch the monocle.
"What are they doing, Keithy? What is it?"
"It's your funeral," the big man said.